Welcome, my friends, to day number 9 of our 40 days of power. Gradually, we are growing. Our faith is growing. Our expectation is growing. And I believe God is meeting you at the point of your need. Today, we are talking about God's power at work through us, not just in us, but through us. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. God's power in us also works through us. So the power of God doesn't just sit in us. The power of God flows out of us, works out of us. We don't just carry his power. We demonstrate his power. Because what value is it to have electricity in your home and not have the ability for the electricity to power your implements, to power your tools, turn on the lights? So it's good to have the power, but the power must be put to use. So God's power in us works through us. And the Bible says that as feeble as we are or may appear, God has decided to put his treasure in us. It says in the passage, we have this treasure in earthen vessels. The treasure of God is the power of God, is this awesome power that God has, that he has put within us. But when we look at ourselves, we look like earthen vessels, clay vessels, weak, feeble, incapable. Yet God has put treasure in us. And that's one of the paradoxes of life, that on the outside, we may not seem like any special people. You may look at your own life and be disappointed in yourself. You look at your weaknesses, your failures, your disobedience here and there. And when you look at yourself, you don't seem like much. Yet God has chosen to put treasure in you. He didn't pick the best people to use. He picked earthen vessels, and he has put treasure in us so that when we see these great things he's doing with us, we know that the excellence, the reason why they are happening, is not because we are awesome in our natural state. It is because the awesome power lives inside of us. So God wants to use you. Even if you don't trust yourself, he trusts you. If you don't believe in yourself, he believes in you. If you don't think you are much, he says you are much. And he wants to use you. He has put treasure in you. He knows you are an earthen vessel. He knows your weaknesses. He knows your failings. He knows that sometimes you don't even trust that anything good will come out of you. But he still has chosen to use you. So trust not the earthen vessel. Trust the treasure that God has put in you. Trust that his ability in you can get the job done. God wants to use you to bring people to Christ. Allow him to use you. God wants to use you to heal the sick. Allow him to use you. God wants to use you to do amazing things. Allow him to use you. God wants you to use you to change the world. Yes, as feeble as you are, you're a world changer. Allow him to use you, not because the earthen vessel is great, but because there is treasure. The treasure of God sitting inside of you, waiting to be deployed all over the world. So today, as you go into the world, go and be a world changer. God wants to use you. Why don't we share a word of prayer before we go today? Say with me, Heavenly Father, I allow you, I give you permission, I open the door for you to use me. Let the treasure you have put in me pour out of me to touch the rest of the world, in Jesus' name, amen. I believe treasure will come out of you today, and let's have a great day. I'm Pastor Mensah Otterville. Shalom, peace, and life to you.